Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Peninsula received heavy amounts of snow this winter season, which created large amounts of snow on roofs. With several commercial roof collapses on the Kenai and Anchorage this winter, Kenai Fire Chief Tony Pryor explained some recent concerns that were called in to the Kenai Fire Department.
We actually had a call to a possible roof collapse. And when we went there, we did a check because the homeowners had heard some noise that sounded like something was popping and cracking, and they thought they were having a collapse. And with the snow load that we had, you know, after the last dump of snow, they were kind of concerned that may be what was happening. And when we actually arrived on there and got to look, and there was no collapse on there. And if you've ever lived in a log home, when you get those super cold temperatures, the logs and the dimensional lumber things that you have start popping and cracking, and they make some very loud noises sometimes when they do that. So when we get those extreme cold temperatures, wood will kind of dries out and they start cracking. So you tend to get some noise coming out of them, and that's what was happening on there. But we have actually had an unusual amount of snow. I think back to probably 94 or so in those days when we had typical snow dumps like we have this year. And this is a lot more than we've had in the previous years.
Chief Pryor discusses how current trusses handle snow loads.
Our snow load in the area here, you're talking 70-pound snow load for our typical area right here in Kenai-Soldotna area. And what that is really is the top cord, which is that pitched top piece of the truss system, is designed for 60 pounds of snow load, and then an extra 10 pounds of dead load. And that dead load means the plywood and shingles or whatever type of roofing material you have that basically attaches to the top of the truss. And then that equals your 70 pounds of load. At the bottom of that cord, which is the horizontal one that goes from top plate to top plate of your wall, is also designed for 10 pounds of load, which means your sheetrock or gypsum or tongue and groove or whatever you're attaching to the bottom part inside your home. And right now we're kind of figuring and then talking with Pete over at Spinard Builder Supply at the truss plant. You know, we're kind of looking at about 40 pounds right now on some of the heavier snow load areas that are on some of the roofs. So really most people on most homes are in pretty good shape, but there's a caveat. There's some of the homes that were built in the 70s that didn't have quite the requirements of what we have now with our new codes.
Chief Pryor encourages all to evaluate the snow load on your home's roof system and the risk of collapse. As we enter to the warming trends of the late winter, spring ice dams may begin to create water damage. For details and information from FEMA, you'll find a snow load guidance form on the story at RyuKenai.com. Overstressed roofs typically display some warning signs. Wood and steel structures may show noticeable signs of excessive sealing or roof sagging before failure. Again, details and tips, visit the story at RyuKenai.com. Chief Pryor also reminds homeowners to check exhaust vents for boilers to make sure they're clean and clear of snow. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game, in order to conserve returning king salmon and increase fishing opportunities in the future, is closing the king salmon fishery throughout the Kenai River drainage and prohibiting the use of bait to multiple hooks in the Kenai River from its mouth upstream to the ADFNG markers located at the outlet of Skelak Lake. These regulatory changes take effect 12:01 a.m. Saturday, July 1st through 11:59 Monday, July 31st. And a reminder that this evening is daylight savings time. We spring ahead, so you'll set your clocks ahead 1 hour and make sure to check your smoke detectors. We have details and information about that at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.